This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
Yes, it is 6:30 on a Monday morning. Thank you for listening, for being up. If you are, it means you're on the way to work probably. You have probably just had a really nice long break over the new year period, and here you are going to work. And I apologise for that. I am Luke the Wonder Cub. I'm by myself at the moment. Big Bear Mark is currently, unfortunately, unwell today. So it's just me. You got me for 2.5 hours. I'm really happy that I get to spend this time with you, this one-on-one time, so that we can get to know each other a little bit. You'll probably get sick of my voice, but that's okay. That happens sometimes, and I apologize in advance. But in the meantime, I do have lots of great music for you today. We are going to hopefully get some other people into the studio later on, so it's not just me. I'm going to try and drag the lovely Alice in from the front desk for a bit of a chat, and Robbie, the our breakfast cub, might be joining us later in the show as well. So keep on listening, as always. And it's still Joy's 94 Days of Summer. And Midsummer Carnival is only 2 weeks away. And I know a couple of big hairy dudes that are going to be taking the main stage for you right at the start of the show at the carnival itself on Sunday in a couple of weeks. So that's very, very exciting. You are here on the Brekkie Bears. I'm Luke the Wonder Cub, and I am by myself. The wonderful Big Bear Mark is unfortunately unwell. Poor thing sent me a message at about 3:45 a.m. just saying, help. I'm not well. So I woke up, and my wonderful partner Matt drove me in, so I got here just in time, which is very, very good. But yeah, it's just me for the next couple of hours, so keep me company. What did you do on your weekend? I want to know what happened on your weekend. I know it was New Year's Eve last Thursday, of course. Now, I was really boring. I didn't do anything because I had to work on Friday at 6 a.m, which is probably the worst shift ever after New Year's Eve. So I didn't do anything. We were in the air conditioning in the bedroom. We hid in there all night, and I was asleep by about 9:30, 10 p.m, which was really exciting. So quite the brilliant way to bring in the new year, if I do say so myself. It's 2016. How did that even happen? But hey, enough about my boring life. How about you tell me, what did you get up to? Maybe you went to a massive party. Maybe you went to like a massive bar or something, and all your friends were there. Or maybe you were like me and you just didn't do anything. And that's okay too, because, you know, it's going to be New Year's Eve again next year. It's not like it's a massive deal, right? You might find something better to do next time around. Or maybe not. I like being domestic, actually. I kind of like the whole staying at home thing with the pets and the partner and not doing a whole lot. So that's my story. And the weekend as well, I pretty much worked and did nothing else, which was great. Getting that money behind me, trying to save up at the start of the year. It's my New Year's resolution to start saving money properly and being smarter with my budget. So that's what my New Year's resolution is. What's your New Year's resolution? Do you have one this year? Is it too early to say that? Maybe you had a New Year's resolution and you've broken it already. So maybe you plan to go to the gym every day, but, you know, it's been 3 days and it's hard. It's really hard going to the gym. Trust me, I never go. Just look at me. Look at Mark. We don't go to the gym. We don't even know what a gym is. Let me know. I'm by myself. Keep me company. Do you have a New Year's resolution? Is there something you're trying to do in 2016 that you haven't done before? What is your plan? SMS on 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Tell me what your New Year's resolution is, and if you're lucky, I might tell you some more of my New Year's resolutions as well. I was asking before about New Year's resolutions. You know, it's that time of year where we start rethinking the things that we're doing in our lives and think about how we can be better human beings and what we can do to help that. So I have had some messages in. So thanks, guys. Thanks for keeping me company. I really appreciate it. Now, Darren has messaged in, and I think this is probably a relatively common one, but very hard to do, especially if you're at a New Year's Eve party. Darren's resolution is to drink less, which, you know, I think health-wise and to some of the decisions that we make while drinking, I think that's a pretty good one, Darren. So hopefully you can achieve that and have a better 2016. Also, a message in from Bob, who said that his resolution in 2016 is to treat himself better. Now, I think that's pretty great. I think that's super important. We all are very hard on ourselves today. We're all very pushing for that next big thing, and we feel like we let ourselves down and stuff like that. We just have to stop. Treat yourself better. Do the right things. Be healthy. Be happy. Thanks, Bob. And also a message in from the wonderful Andrea, who also said big hug for Alice. And big hug back to you from me, Andrea, even though the hug was for Alice. I'm in a bear-hugging kind of mood this morning. And Andrea said that the resolution for her is to enjoy life one day at a time and embrace the positives and deal with the negatives. Ah, thanks, Andrea. And absolutely right. It's about enjoying life and taking the good with the bad and just learning from everything that happens, all these experiences, and hopefully have a really fantastic 2016 and forget all the bad years that have gone past. Focus on this one being a good one. Love it. If you have a New Year's resolution, you want to let us know what you're doing and what your plans are for 2016, let me know. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And won't somebody just dance with me? Somebody. Oh, that's the name of the song, actually. DJ Bobo. Somebody dance with me. It's from 1994. I was just a little kid at this point. I wouldn't even know what music was at this stage in my life. And I'm really sorry if I just made some people out there feel a bit old. That wasn't my intention. Here on the Brekkie Bears this morning. Traffic coming for you very shortly here on Joy 94.9. Had a look online this morning, looking at the news, sussing out what's going on in the world, and I saw that there's a fast food outlet, which I won't name it exactly, but in their advertising campaign, they've got all sorts of like hot surfer dudes, like shirts off, like with their surfboard and bare feet walking around the store, eating food, eating burgers, eating chips. And, you know, it creates a whole summer vibe, and I get that, you know, marketing, whatever. But what's happened is one of the stores has actually put a sign up originally saying no shirt, no shoes, no service. And it has changed to a more professional now saying for the comfort of all customers, we request that shirts and shoes to be worn when in store, please. Now, if this was some sort of fine dining restaurant, if this was some sort of really classy sit down, enjoy your meal, light a candle, you know, I'd totally understand that would be fair. But, I mean, to put a dress code on a place that's literally fast food, we're talking walk in, grab a burger, sit down, maybe scoff it, and you're out the door, especially when the actual ad campaign is full of people with their shirts off and, you know, in their board shorts, pretty much walked to the fast food place from the beach, went in and grabbed, you know, a Slurpee or whatever. You know, this is, if their marketing says that, surely you'd be allowed to go in there without shoes and just buy a burger. But this store says no. And I just don't know. I think, are we taking it a little bit too far? Like, what, is it going to head to a point where even thongs aren't allowed? We're looking at, you know, has to be closed toe shoes like most clubs and pubs in the city. Is it going to be heading to a place where you have to have a collared shirt? Like, at what point do you sort of go, well, hang on a second, this is a bit ridiculous. And I think if you're, especially if you're a store that's near a beach or something, or near a pool or something like that, surely you should be able to just wander in and grab a burger. Like, don't make a mess, but if your shirt's off, what's the problem? If you're in a fast food chain like that, Or am I a bit too relaxed, maybe? Do we think that maybe you should be have to wear a shirt and, you know, shoes in a venue like a fast food place? I want to know what you think, so let me know. SMS 0427 joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au and tell me what you think. Do you think that this fast food joint is taken a bit too far and they should just relax? Or do you think, hey, fair enough, if you're in a fast food place, then you should wear a shirt and you should wear shoes. You should not be barefoot. Luke the Wonder Cub here, and I'm by myself. Big Bear Mark is not with us today. He's unfortunately fallen a bit sick. Messaged me in the middle of the night. It was so dramatic. He's unwell and he's not here today. And neither is the wonderful Anthony Bendel. He's actually sick as well. So I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that both of them happen to be sick on the same morning. And that, to me, is a little bit sus. So I want to know as well, though, it's the new year. It's 2016. And, you know, doesn't it just suck when you start the year off and something bad happens? Like when you're sick and it's so upsetting because you think, oh, it's a new year, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to be happy, and then, oh, unwell. And it happened to a friend of mine, one of the girls I work with, poor thing, had to get rushed to the hospital on New Year's Day because of her appendix. It didn't have to be removed in the end, I don't think. I think she's okay now. It was just kind of bothering her at the time. But she was in hospital overnight. They kept her for observation and, you know, she just said to me, hey, this new year hasn't started off very well. And we were talking earlier in the show about New Year's resolutions and about things you want to do differently in the new year and how you want to make positive changes and, you know, really do good things. Like, you know, like stop drinking and like be healthy and like love yourself. But then sometimes the body just does not cooperate. It just doesn't do what you want it to do. And then what do? Your year starts off really poorly and it's so unfortunate. It's not even your fault. It's just so sad. So what I want to know is, has that happened to you before? Have you ever had a new year? Maybe it happened to you last week where, you know, New Year's Eve, you have that moment where you're like, yes, this year is going to be different. And then the next day something happens and you're like, nope, nope, it's not going to be better. It's still bad. I'm still sad. I don't want to bring you guys down or anything, but it's just Murphy's Law, isn't it? You finally decide to make a change and then something happens just to totally ruin that for you. So, yeah, look, let me know. I'm curious to know if that's happened to any of you guys. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And, tell me if a New Year's started off bad for you. Look, maybe venting about it to me will help you feel a little bit better. We can talk about it. I'll give you some on-air counselling, some advice, just so I can help you out. That's what I'm here for. That's why I'm here for you. It's the one to come here on the Brekkie Bears trying to help you out. Big Bear Mark is away today, but I am joined by a very special guest. She's a wonderful front desk girl at Goldilocks, our receptionist. She's a wonderful Alice. How are you, Alice?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for keeping me company today.
Yeah, actually, it's a bit quiet in here without Mark and Anthony, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, especially Anthony. He's so loud. He's like a party walking around all the time, crazy outfits and like streamers and things. It's crazy.
The really Anthony. Shocking thing is when he's not in a suit. The other day, because it was holidays, he came in his jeans and his t-shirt. And
how
I was like, who's this guy?
How weird was that? Like, it wasn't quite shorts. Like, it wasn't quite the full commitment, but it was certainly very cash for him.
It was cash for Anthony.
Yeah.
He's a stylish guy. We miss you, Anthony.
He's so stylish. Get better, mate. Now, what I want to talk to you about is something that's very, very important to the world.
High priority for us.
High priority. It's what we talk about every week, pretty much, when the songs are playing. We're talking about television.
TV.
Specifically, I mean, it's that time of year, right, when, especially in the US, you know, all these shows take a break over the new year period. There's like a 3 or 4 week gap where there's pretty much nothing to watch. We can't stream anything. There's nothing we can do. We just kind of sit there. So it's a good chance to binge watch, to catch up on shows that we've fallen behind on.
Exactly. You don't have to be without TV. It's a great opportunity to alleviate the stress of being behind on all your favourite shows.
Exactly. And it is quite stressful when you have all these shows backed up and you just, yeah, you feel like you should watch them and everyone's saying, oh my God, haven't you watched this? And you're like, I'm so sorry, I have to work. I have to
I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry. I have to live my life. But That being said, Alice, what shows have you been watching lately? Have you binge watched anything? Have you been catching up on certain things? What's been your latest sort of TV hit?
What I'm obsessed with at the moment is Making a Murderer.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yep. On a certain streaming service that we all love.
Yes.
And
so what's Making a Murderer? What's that about?
Well, I'm going to get into it.
Okay.
It's basically a documentary TV series about this guy in the US, and he is charged with sexual assault and he goes to prison for 18 years. And after,
wow.
Yeah, after 18 years, DNA, it's like that classic thing. They get the technology, they do DNA testing, and it turns out it's impossible that he did it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So after 2 decades of him saying, I didn't do it, he gets out. And it turns out that the reason that they, you know, thought that he did it was because his family is, like, hated by his local community.
Oh, no.
So it's really suspicious. And so he brings a lawsuit against the county and the sheriff's department and everything.
Wow.
For $36 million. And then just as that's getting underway, he's charged with murder.
Wow. And this is a documentary.
This actually happened. This happened to this guy, like, 10 years ago. Not even, like, years and years ago.
Man.
So it's sort of this thing and you're like, oh, did he do it? And they play with that. You're like, in one episode, you're like, oh, he did it. Oh my God, maybe he didn't do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds very, very cool. Another one that I've started watching, I know you've already seen this one, but I'm finally like, I've caught up on my other shows, so finally I'm getting into it. Marvel's Jessica Jones.
Yes!
Now, I've only watched the first 2 episodes, so please don't message me any spoilers, guys, because I don't want it to be ruined. But, I mean, 2 episodes in, already one of my favourite shows. It's so good, right?
It is so good.
And, like, just even the idea, the villain already, even though we haven't even properly met him yet, the point that I'm up to in the show, you can just tell it's going to be really dark and creepy as...
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's so creepy.
I can't wait. Because I watched Marvel's Daredevil earlier this year.
Last year.
And that's quite dark as well. It seems like the Marvel shows, television-wise, they're kind of a bit more serious than the movies. The movies have that light, kind of popcorn-y, big action, fun explosions, flying around type things.
Yeah.
The TV shows, they're kind of grounded in reality and they're very serious. And when there's powers involved, it's kind of handled in this really mature, kind of serious way, which I really dig. I think it's really cool. So, yeah, I'm watching that at the moment. Marvel's Jessica Jones. I'm very excited to keep binging it. I was saying before, I don't even want to be here today.
Yeah.
In the studio, I don't want to go to work later. I just want to go home and watch the rest of it.
Yeah, we're both just staring each other down like, well, could we do it? Do we need jobs and lives and partners? Or do we just need TV?
Could we just go home and watch TV for the rest of our lives? That sounds pretty great.
It sounds okay.
So let me know, what are you watching at the moment? Are you binge watching anything? Are you catching up on any shows? Have you just started a new one that you're really excited about? SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And tell us what you're watching. Tell us, we might get some good recommendations from you so me and Alice can have some new stuff to watch.
Yeah, with all our free time.
All the free time that we have, all the sick days that we're going to do over the next week as we watch these TV shows. Thanks for joining me, Alice.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I still think we should do TV Talk as a weekly segment, but I'll talk to you about that off air. We'll see if we can lock that down.
Okay.
It was really great to have the lovely Alice pop in for a chat, talking about something that we could honestly spend probably 3 hours a week on air talking about, which is television shows. In fact, I think we should actually start like a new television show, as in like a show about television shows on Joy. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, I do a video game show at the moment. It's Critical Hit Saturdays at 3 p.m. on Joy 94.9. But we could do like a TV show as well and talk about all the episodes, and we could review what's happening in the world of television. I think that'd be really cool. Just personally. What else have I been watching lately? I watched a show as well recently. I finished it off yesterday, finally. Fargo. Fargo Season 2. Now, Fargo is something, if you like dark TV shows, if you like stuff that's a bit intense, a bit adult, and very, very interesting, you got to check out Fargo. It is really, really fun. Set back in the 70s. It's just a really, really cool TV show. So make sure you check that out as well. If you want something a bit adult, Now, another one, a message has come in from Thomas, who said good morning, and he said that his housemate and him started watching iCandy, which is a show about a computer hacker and the modern world and internet dating. And after finishing all three episodes, they discovered that it was cancelled. Oh, no. Ah, I hate that. I hate when you get really into something and you find out that it is no longer on anymore, and you instantly get that moment of just, no. But I just found you. I just discovered you, and now you're not there anymore. There is literally nothing worse than that happening. I tell you what, there's some great shows that have been cancelled. Don't even get me started on like things like Firefly, for example. Like, don't even talk to me about Firefly and what that happened back in the day, because it'll just upset me. It's just truly, truly awful. Coming up next, going to be going through the traffic for you today, and then after 8 o'clock, having a chat about some of the weird things that you can find on the side of the road. In the meantime, though, do let me know if you have any other TV shows that you've been watching. Any shows that you can recommend for me, because I'm almost caught up on the shows that I watch, so I'll need something new. And, you know, I haven't watched Breaking Bad yet. Yes, I know, I'm one of these people that has not watched Breaking Bad before. I know it finished last year, I know it's like a crime to not have watched it, but I've fallen so far behind, it's a bit scary now. Luke the Wonder Cub here for Lion Solo. It's just Luke the Wonder Cub and friends, because Alice was in earlier talking about TV, and later on in the hour, the wonderful Robbie the Cub about town is going to be in the studio having a chat about what he's been up to as well. So look, it's not that lonely. It's okay. I have friends, guys. I have friends. It's really exciting. Don't feel too bad, okay? It's all good. Thank you. Look. Guys, I know. I have friends. It's really nice. Also, this hour, I'm going to be coming back to you shortly to talk to you about something that happened to my mum over the weekend. She got really lucky in the new year, and she might have gotten herself a bit of a score, found something on the side of the road. Now, don't make it weird. Nothing sus, all right? It was just left on her nature strip, basically, and she scored it. Mark is sick, unfortunately, which is very, very sad. So I'm going to play some Wish You Were Here in the background while I talk to you. Because I feel like I just wish you were here, Mark. I wish you were not sick. I wish that you didn't message me at 3:45 in the morning to say that you were sick. And I wish there were not replacement buses on my train line forcing me to come to here by myself on a bus. But that's okay. I understand. Hope you get better. Now, I want to talk about something that happened to my mum, actually, on the weekend. So, I'll play some more upbeat music while I talk about that, because it's not so sad. It's actually a win for her. It's a win generally. You ever have those moments where you're driving down the road, and on the side of the road, on a nature strip, you see something? Like, to someone else, it's junk, and they've thrown it out, they've put it on the front lawn, just to say, you know what, someone can have this. And as they do say, one person's trash is another person's treasure. So my mum on the weekend, she messages me out of the blue, right? Because I've got her an iPhone and she knows how to text and everything and send pictures, and it's all very modern. And she sent me a picture of a 7.5 litre slow cooker that someone left on her nature strip. So she literally grabbed this slow cooker, brought it inside. This thing works like a charm. It is, like, she already had a small slow cooker, but this is like a giant one, yeah? Because she's by herself, but this one would cook meals for like a week. Like, it could do roasts, it could do, like, you know, lamb, it could do all sorts of crazy things. Lamb shanks, I love lamb shanks. So it works perfectly fine. She reckons it might have been used like twice. It's pretty much good as new. And it makes you think, you know, you get some pretty good scores off the side of the road. She actually, a few months ago, got a whole outdoor setting from across the road. Someone else left it there for the taking, and she got like a little table and a couple of chairs to put on her front patio. Score, am I right? Now, what I want to know is, have you ever found anything on the side of the road that you've just been like, oh, that's a pretty good deal? Picked it up, brought it home, set it up, and it works perfectly, and you're like, man, that was a free get. That could have been pretty bad. Like, I know that lots of suburbs do the whole hard rubbish collection thing, right? So I know that recently in my place in Sunshine, it was hard rubbish. And so for like weeks and weeks and weeks, everyone was just chucking stuff on their front nature strip and people would come and snap it up. So we did the same. We put some chairs that we didn't use anymore. I think it was like a half broken barbecue we put out there as well. And not even joking, within like 5 minutes of us putting out this stuff, we went inside the house, had a drink, came back outside, half the chairs were gone, the barbecue was gone, and there was a dude standing there, literally guarding the rest of our stuff. And he'd made a phone call to like his missus or something, and he was just like, come and get me. I've found this really great score. So this dude was standing outside our house for like 15, 20 minutes, making sure that nobody else came to get what he wanted from our pile of crap. It was crazy. Just the commitment of that dude. And you know what? Everyone loves a score. Everyone loves a freebie, right? So what I want to know is, what have you found on the side of the road before? Have you found something really cool that worked really fine, a bit of furniture? Maybe you got a couch off the side of the road that was in pretty good nick and you thought, oh yeah, could use a couch for the spare room. Tell me. Luke the Wonder Cub here, and I'm all by myself. I didn't mean to do that. I'm really sorry if that offended anybody. It was pretty bad. Mark is sick. Anthony, the newsreader, is sick. So it's just me. And that's okay, because I've got my friends messaging in talking about things they found on the side of the road. Because, you know, some of the best scores you can possibly have are when there's a freebie. You know, it could be a hard rubbish collection and there's just things left there for you to take. Could just be a random day. It happened to my mum on the weekend. She found a slow cooker, 7.5 litres, not just a small slow cooker. I'm talking like legit. You can do some lamb shanks, some ossobuco, whatever you like in this bad boy. And it works perfectly fine. She picked it up for nothing. So I had a message in from Thomas. Thomas said he went for a bike ride on New Year's Day. So good with the resolution there, Thomas, getting out there, doing the right thing, which is great. And cycling along the Maribyrnong River. So that's a tip for you to find some free stuff, guys. And he noticed two $20 gift vouchers on a bench. So he noticed, he thought they were probably used, right? Because, you know, who would leave a gift voucher on a bench? And he had a look back and noticed that the pin scratch on the back wasn't actually revealed. So when he checked it, he saw they were both active with $20 each on them. Now that, my friends, is some score. $40 just sitting there on a bench waiting for you. It's like the new year 2016 fairy was smiling down upon you, Thomas, and gave you those, which is very, very exciting. Now, also had some messages in from Rob, who said that what he found is actually a case full of CDs on the side of the road containing 57 different CDs, and they were all original discs, not even copies or anything. So he found all these CDs and he got to just have them because they were on the side of the road just for someone to take. Now, you wonder if they like fell out of a car or something, or if someone actually left them there. I don't know, Rob. You could have stolen someone's fantastic music collection. I'm just saying. Other stuff people have found are things like disposable lighters and things like that. Basic things. That's probably more just rubbish, though. I'm talking, guys, about something that someone has clearly left on the side of the road. Now, I saw our neighbours a few weeks ago. They put out this couch on the side of the road for someone to collect. Now, I'm not a couch snob, right? But this particular couch was probably the most hideous looking couch I had ever seen. It was like, it was black and it had like red fabric weaved through it, and it had like almost like tassels and flowers imprinted on it, all this really weird stuff. And you know, I sort of thought, oh, someone's gonna get that couch because, you know, it's a freebie. But then I was like, nah, I don't think anybody wants to be seen getting out of their car and actually getting that couch. But hey, someone bought it at some point, so obviously they thought it was a good idea at some stage. Again, no judgment. And look, maybe you got this couch because it's not there anymore, it's gone. So maybe you're the one that got it and you're listening now. And if so, I'm really sorry if I offended you, but man, that was an ugly-ass couch, I tell you what.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
You can talk to me anytime you like, Brandy. That was The Girl Is Mine. What a great remix. Just fantastic mashup of The Boy Is Mine from 1998 and Girls from Destiny's Child in 2005. Just awesome. Do you love it, Robbie?
I love it.
It's such a good track. Now, I am joined by Robbie, our amazing, amazing podcaster who's done an amazing job over the last few weeks getting the Brekkie Bears out in the podcast space. So thank you so much for that, firstly.
No worries.
I have to say, just a star.
And good on you for driving the ship solo this morning.
I know, right?
What's going on? Everyone's getting sick.
Everyone's getting sick. Well, that's like, don't drink the water around here. That's what I'm saying.
I'm glad I brought my coffee from elsewhere today.
Exactly. You don't want to catch it. But yeah, no Mark, no Anthony. That's all right. I'm here. Scotty T's here for after 9 o'clock. So it's all happening. And you're here as well, which is great.
But I'm here.
Just, yes. Public transport almost got the better of you this morning, as it does for many.
As it does.
Now, Robbie, you're going to be doing a new weekly segment for us here on the Brekkie Bears.
I am. Very exciting. I'll be in once a week.
Yes.
Each morning.
Fantastic, which is awesome. We love having you here, and we're going to love having you here weekly, for sure. Now, tell us, what is your segment going to be about, starting next week?
So, I'm going to take all of you guys at home around the world each week from the comfort of your own living room or car or wherever you may be. We're going to travel somewhere around the world.
Somewhere.
We're going to find something weird, wacky, wonderful, fantastical around the world. Some great festival, some great event. I'm going to tell you all about it, and you're going to feel exactly like you're there.
You're going to feel like you're actually traveling there with Robbie. Now, we're talking not so much about like your obvious stuff, yeah? So not going to be like, man, Disneyland and stuff like that. No. We're talking like a bit more interesting, a bit more quirky.
Yeah, yeah. The odd stuff that you wouldn't necessarily hear about otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. Can you give maybe like an example of something that might be a bit quirky, or are you going to save it for your segment maybe?
No. I've got. There was a school in Japan that held a prettiest student competition.
Prettiest student.
But it's called Miss whatever the school's name is, but the school is full of boys. So it's like an ultimate drag competition for high school students.
It's like RuPaul's high school Japanese drag race. That is amazing.
Hirojuku drag race. I love it.
That's pretty cool, though, to have something. I mean, Japan is pretty quirky. I was there last year myself, and there's some really cool, weird stuff in Japan. But, I mean, to be that accepting, to be like, hey, let's have a prettiest student competition and get all of our male students to dress up
and
look pretty.
What a great world we live in today where that sort of thing can be, nobody blinks an eye, you know?
That is very, very cool. And hopefully that sort of thing spreads as well. That'd be great to see in the all-boys schools around the world, like in Australia. That'd be awesome.
Well, it already seems to be spreading throughout Tokyo, so
yeah.
Next up, the world.
Well, Australia could be the hottest Sheila in primary school. What do you reckon?
Can you imagine? I think we're a little way away from it, but it would be great.
We'd be smoking a ciggy and have a goon bag. It'd be great. So that's very, very cool. Now, with your segment, Robbie, we're sort of trying to think, what can we call this, right? Mm. So talking about weird and wacky things around the world, cool things that you can find on your travels. But you're struggling with a name.
I'm struggling with a name. For weeks, I've been trying to come up with a good name, so
it is tricky.
Get involved. If you guys have an idea at home,
yeah, well, that's what we want to do. So we want to name Robbie's segment. So traveling around the world, talking about weird things you can find when exploring overseas, let us know what we could call Robbie's segment. SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. I want to get some ideas, guys. So let's brainstorm. Let's pull together as a group. Let's find a name for Robbie's segment, because it will be debuting next week on the Brekkie Bears. And Robbie's going to hang out with me for a little bit longer this morning.
Sure.
Give me some company, given I've been by myself for so long. apart from Alice, of course, with her little appearance earlier talking about TV. We're talking, Robbie, about your new segment.
We are.
And we're asking people what we can name it, because it's kind of a tricky thing, naming a segment. It has to be kind of fun and cool and interesting, and also summarize and encapsulate exactly what it is. It's tough.
It's tough. It's really been tough. It's been a tough couple of weeks trying to come up with something good and catchy. And
do you have any ideas? Because the segment, guys, it's Robbie talking about weird things you can find on your travels around the world. So strange things that you wouldn't necessarily see on like your getaway and stuff like that, you know. A bit more interesting than that.
Some different stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas at all? Any things you can float?
For me, something weird, wacky, something, you know, we need something bear or cubbish. We need a pun in there somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I call it as Robbie's travel suit.
Otherwise, well, it's moments away from being called Robbie's talking for 5 minutes. That's, yeah, all, yeah. That's what I'm going to call it.
Robbie's 5 minute weekly segment. It's pretty
catchy.
Great. Well, no one else has got a segment called that. So, you know, it's unique.
It's original, yeah.
Nothing could be like Travel Bear Obscura.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Or like Weird Cub Life Travel. I don't know. It
the
is
weird,
hard.
The Weird Cub bit sums it up pretty well.
Weird Cub. Weird Cub talks about travel. It's hard, though. Like, I'm trying to think. I'm clearly not very good at this myself. So, yeah. But, you know, we're talking during the break about, you know, you said Japan, how they have this great school where they do this competition. And I was in Japan last year, and such a great wacky place. Like, you could do every single week on Japan and you'd probably last like years worth of content, right?
No, they've got such a fascinating culture, don't they? They've got so much going on over there.
Yeah, and just a real love for things that are quirky, a real love for pop culture and sort of video games and anime and also animals generally. I know when I was there, my highlight was this place called the Zhao Fox Village, about an hour and a half north of Tokyo, which is literally just a little village. It's like a fox sanctuary, basically. They look after them there. They feed them. They look, if they get sick, they care for them. There's a little fox hospital there. And they literally, you get some food in a little bag and you walk around and they just walk next to you. They just roam around next to you and you can feed them and like talk to them and they just hang out with you.
Just a village full of foxes.
Just a fox village.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. It was just the absolute highlight of my trip. So that's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about with your weekly segment, right? Just weird and wacky things you
That's
can
it.
Do.
Fun places, off the beaten track that you wouldn't get to go to.
Yeah, things that you wouldn't know about. Things that you wouldn't read about on your average sort of website or whatever. You know, we're going to try and highlight some really cool, weird things for you to keep an eye out for on your travels. All right, well, Robbie, hopefully by next week you've got a name for us.
Hopefully, I do.
Yeah? If you think of one, guys, social media as well, Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9 on Facebook. Jump on there and let us know your ideas for Robbie's new segment. I might post something up there later on today. Just so we can try and get some ideas, you know, get the brainstorming happening and come up to a solution together.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, Joey, for popping in today.
Welcome.
Really appreciate it. I know, I've been so sad here today, just me here.
Didn't want to keep you lonely.
Oh, no, can't have that, can we? So Robbie will be back for us next week with his new weekly travel segment, yet to be named, but I'm very excited about it. And just like that, the morning is done. Just like that, the first Brekkie Bears of 2016 has come to completion. And I really do hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as I did today. Thank you so much for keeping me company. I know that hearing my voice for 2.5 hours must be grating. I don't know how my partner and my dogs put up with it. But again, thank you very much. Thanks for texting in, those who did. It's been great hanging out this morning and talking crap with you guys. So thanks. And I do genuinely hope that you have a fantastic 2016. It is the new year. It's a chance to right the wrongs of years past and look after yourself and look after each other. I just sounded like Jerry Springer. I didn't mean to, all right? It was unintentional, I promise. Also, had some messages in terms of what we can call Robbie's travel show. Michelle called in, who I love. And she suggested we call the travel segment Barely Believable. Get it? Because it's a bear show. I like that very much. So thank you, Michelle. And my mum messaged in as well to say we can call it Weird and Wacky with Wobby, which is good if you're into baby talk, I guess. But if he's not into baby talk, probably not the greatest. But that's okay. Appreciate the effort. Thank you, Mum. And look, hopefully you keep on listening to Joy, of course. You know, it's just Melbourne's most uplifting music mix, which is very exciting. Scotty T taking you from 9 o'clock all the way through till midday, keeping you company on probably what for many people would be your first day back at work. So keep listening to Joy. We'll make it all the better for you.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.